What's going on, everybody? It's Charleston Payne here, and I'm so happy to be back behind the microphone again with my great friend and co-host back again, Jonathan Maese.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited to be back here behind the mics. I know we kind of had to go through a rebrand, but getting behind the mics is super exciting again, and it's been a minute since we're back in the saddle.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited, man. I'm excited to be back. We got a lot of great guests coming for you guys. Things are going to be awesome around here. You know, it's going to be a complete rebrand. This is a rebrand. Excuse me. This is going to be a sports podcast.
Most definitely.
And that's going to be what me and John will cover here. If you want to listen to music, you can check out my podcast, the No Pain, No Game pod.
Absolutely.
And then with that being said, I'd like to welcome you guys to the Green Check Guys podcast.
Absolutely. The Green
Check.
This
is the sports podcast. We're going to be giving you guys, you know,
kind of the rundown.
The rundown.
For sure.
I wouldn't go about saying expert picks, but we'll give you some picks.
We'll give you some picks. They might not be great.
They might not be great, you know, but sometimes we do good.
Sometimes we do bad. It's just how it is. That's how it goes.
That's how sports go.
We give you picks. We give you stats. We're just kind of going over the news about everything that's been going on in the sports world lately. And, you know, the sports world's always changing. They always got something new going on. They got people coming in, people going out. It's exciting to get behind the mics and, you know, kind of focus on one thing.
Yeah, I mean, especially because, you know, the old podcast we had, I mean, I love doing it. Tales from Tigerland, it taught
absolutely
me a lot, you know.
Gotta love it.
It gave me 2 more years experience in this shit. And I mean, this is something I
right, really and love. The years of experience that I got from finally being behind the mic in Tales from Tigerland.
I mean, he got the chance to guest during our, what was it, the first season?
Yeah, absolutely. I was the first guest.
And then from there on season 3, I think, is when you stepped into co-host.
Right, season 3, yeah. And or was this, it might have been season 4, but
I know we started season 4 and you were there, but I don't know if we ended one on season 3 and you were there or not.
I don't think so, but it was super good to get behind the mic and finally get to talking. It's something I've always been interested in doing, and finally being able to do it is, you know, kind of working towards. You know, you always got to have something on the side, and I think this is something great for us.
Yeah, and I mean, Tales from Tigerland really bounced around a lot, you know, and we weren't really like set to a particular topic.
Right.
Due to unfortunate circumstances, it led to this rebrand. But, you know, we're happy to be here. We're happy to bring you guys some sports talk. Happy to bring you guys some sports guests, some people that know what they're talking about.
Right, maybe especially here at LSU. You know, there's a lot of good people here at LSU. We're excited to kind of have a few people on our mind and be in contact with a few people. It's exciting. They've expressed a lot of interest. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. I mean,
right. Yeah. I mean, I think the first two guests that we have are going to be absolute bangers.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
I'm not going to name anybody just yet. But we will go live on Instagram at some point or post on Instagram on the story or something. The Instagram will be at Green Check Guys IG.
I agree.
And we're going to leave it at that. It's going to be at Green Check Guys IG. We're going to create an Instagram. I'll try to get a Twitter up or now X, I guess.
So
I used to say a Twitter.
Dude, me too.
Like, it's so weird. It's unfitting.
It is weird.
You know, I understand we're bouncing around a little bit, not talking about sports here, but everybody agrees.
This is kind of like our trailer. We're definitely just trying to get into this again.
Yeah, I mean, this is the trailer episode. You know, if you like it, let us know you like it. If you don't like it, let us know you don't like it. You know,
we appreciate the input. We stress that.
All input, and I like constructive criticism.
So we stress that.
If you find something that you don't like about this, tell us. I mean, we take advice very well.
Absolutely. We stress that since Tales from Tigerland, we always want y'all's input.
Yeah. I mean, everybody I ever met that ever would come up to me for Tales from Tigerland, be like, yo, you're the podcast guy, yada, 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 whatever, you know. Anybody that always came up to me, I'd be like, look, since you know me from that, since you've listened to that, what do you think about it?
Absolutely. Like, everybody we talk to.
Everybody we talk to, I would always ask them for input because I really wanted to know like how they felt about it, because there's always room to grow. And I know that there's not like a top in this, you know, like there's not a ceiling
no
for us to run into.
It's limitless.
Yeah, it's definitely limitless, especially with the first two guests that we got lined up
should
be having within the next few weeks.
Hopefully
after the rebrand and sponsorships and all that stuff.
All that figured out.
Once all that's figured out, we'll be completely back in the saddle. But I just wanted to come through and bring this trailer episode to you guys. You know, I'm glad I got Jono back here with me.
Me too. I'm glad to be back with you, son.
Yeah. I mean, if I knew anything about Jono from the day I met him, that SOB can talk.
That's about all I do. I could talk to a wall for sure. Many people would agree with that.
I remember the first day I met him, I told him he could argue with a picket fence.
I can.
And that ain't no joke. He points something out about it and sit there and tell it about it for hours. And you let him. I got to get him out of situations sometimes. I'm like, man, it's time to go, bro. Like, we at the restaurant, bro. Like, let's bounce.
I'm telling you, talk to anybody. Got to talk to anybody.
No, I mean, but this is something we enjoy, and Jono and I have both been avid sports fans our entire life. Jono himself being a golfer and newly renowned former soccer player.
No, man, that was that picture was a long time ago. We might have to post that one on the gram.
We might have to.
But maybe. But that was so long ago.
Maybe
man.
Like say when we gain another 1,000 followers or something.
Yeah.
When we get to that point, we'll do baby pictures.
Yeah, we'll do baby pictures. Charlie real one ugly baby.
No.
Yeah,
no,
real kid. No. He an ugly baby.
No.
No, he's not. He's not.
I do got some like crazy stories from when I was a baby though that I've heard. Of course, I don't know like when I was 2 years.
Yeah, old, no, I don't remember me. Any of that either. Yeah, but maybe. And like,
I hate when people come up to me and they're like, "Do you remember when I held you when you were?"
No,
no, I don't. No, unfortunately, I'm sorry. I would love to, but I don't remember it. I don't remember when you wiped my butt. None of that shit.
Like, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't remember it. But I mean. You know, we're going to be covering LSU, and it's not just based to that.
No.
We're going to be covering everything LSU, of course, just because that's where we are and that's what we see.
That's our mainstay. You know, there's
always something to talk about here anyway.
Right.
There's always a
LSU and the SEC in general. I think, you know, the Southeastern Conference, they've always got so much going on, and that's everybody that we play and everybody that's associated with us. Texas and Oklahoma, new members of the SEC.
Right. I was going to bring that up. Jono's girlfriend, we're not going to say any names just to keep information disclosed here. She's a great lady.
Absolutely.
An incredible woman. And I'm proud that Jono has that lady. And hopefully they stick around for a while. But with that being said, horns down. And I know she's going to listen to this and she needs to hear that.
That's wild.
Horns down.
That's wild. I don't know. I'm a horns up guy.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Behind closed doors, you're not.
No, I am. Most definitely.
You know it. You just threw the hand signal up.
No, I didn't, bro.
No, I'm playing.
But I'm a horns up guy for sure. I'm a hook 'em. I'm a hook 'em individual. On the side. Go Tigers and hook 'em, I guess. Except when they play each other.
Yeah,
go Tigers.
You can't.
Go Tigers.
You can't be the guy. Look, here's the deal. When Texas brings their ass down to Death Valley, if you're the guy wearing the Columbia shirt that's half LSU and half orange,
I won't.
I will be nowhere near you.
I won't. Don't worry. I'm gonna be wearing LSU. My girlfriend will be wearing UT.
Yeah.
But I'll be wearing LSU.
It's horns down all night.
I don't know. That night's gonna. I'm gonna limit the horns down for sure.
I'm not changing who I am for nobody. We already been there with that.
That's funny.
No, all jokes aside, though. I mean, we're excited to bring this to you guys. I mean, today has been a big day for NFL football. A lot of names being moved around today.
You got a lot of guys going new places. The NFC South is a bit of a crapshoot now with Kirk Cousins at the Falcons.
Yeah, and I hope the Saints do get Michael Penix Jr.
I really do. I've heard some rumors of that, too.
I've seen the rumors on X and shit. I know it's all rumors, you know.
It's all room until it actually happens.
Yeah.
It needs to happen. I could really see him falling all the way to 14 or 13.
The worst thing
is,
though, the Saints haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round since the year we became a franchise, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The Saints organization as a whole is just so suspect.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dumpster fire until Drew Brees and Sean Payton came, but they're gone now. So
right. We need Drew Brees to run this thing.
Dude, if he came in, like, even if we just had him as like a QB coach, I think that would be a hell of a move. I think that would be a good move too.
I don't know. I see him, you know, spending a lot of time with his kids and stuff. I feel like that's the stage that he's at in his life. Right. I feel like, you know, he retired, you know, a couple years ago and everything. And now he wants to spend time with his kids, wants to see him go through middle school, high school, and even college shit. He's probably going to be like Peyton Manning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's, you know, I could see him being on a telecast somewhere. And then, you know, once he gets in his late 50s, early 60s, definitely joining an organization, if not at the NFL level, but at a college football level. Going back to Purdue.
Yeah, I mean, he had his little hand in Purdue.
Yeah, well, when we kicked their ass.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say
when we handed them something bad. Draft, yeah. I mean, we handed them something bad, and they did not play good. But, I mean, Drew Brees had his little thing there going. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope to see Drew Brees get involved in it in some way, at least as a broadcaster.
Right. I mean, he's such a big part of Saints history.
I'm sick and tired of Tony Romo, bro. No offense. Dude, Tony, if you decide to come on, I love you, bro. You've been great, but I also hate the Cowboys. And there's no way we're going to cover the Cowboys on this podcast unless they lose. I'm going to let that be known right now. We're not talking nothing about the Cowboys.
That's fine.
No, it's all jokes. I mean, if they do something crazy. I mean, it's not like they're going to win a Super Bowl. You know what a Cowboys fan does when the Cowboys do win the Super Bowl, though?
What?
They turn their PlayStation off and go the hell to bed.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. Them Cowboy fans are in a drought, man.
Oh, yeah. It's been rough over there in Dallas.
I'm telling you.
They deserve it, though.
Most of those fans weren't even alive the last time they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
It's
like 99% of their fan base is like kids our age. I understand. Look, I have no disrespect to a Cowboys fan if you're from Dallas, Fort Worth, or Arlington.
Dude, I like Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington, too, as a place. It was like just a place in general.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I went to the UT Oklahoma game with my girl, and it was awesome. You know, Dallas, Fort Worth, awesome. You know, we went downtown. It was awesome. But, like, the organizations, the sports organizations there are just, they're a dumpster fire, too. Jerry Jones only cares about the money, not winning.
I'll tell you what else. You know, this is kind of a perfect time to have started it because, like I mentioned earlier, the movements that have happened in the NFL today, also coming up right around the corner that nobody's probably talking about, the USFL.
Yeah. I saw that.
I mean, I'm totally down to dive into that. If anybody, you know, if you let us know that that's something you'd like to hear, we'll dive into it.
I'll be honest. I don't know much about it. I know it's like a spring league.
Yeah, I mean, it's just spring football.
It's just spring football. I mean, it's kind of like a spring training thing. You know what I mean? You got a lot of guys that'll go there. A lot of guys hoping to get an NFL contract for sure.
Yeah.
If not as a starting, but definitely as a reserve and try to make a name for themselves. I think that YouTuber Destroying.
Yeah, I saw where he signed.
Yeah, he signed the San Antonio Brahmas or something like that. He's like projected to be our starting kicker on the USFL.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Yeah,
I'll definitely watch it just because of that.
Yeah, no, he's super popular on YouTube and stuff. I could definitely see him. He's going to be probably the most popular player.
He's going to popularize that, at least
some team, yeah, at least Brahmas. Their team in general. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, He's got a name for himself. He built up a reputation in sports.
You're right. You
know?
On
I
YouTube.
Mean, you know what I hate? I hate the fact that the NIL era changed at this point and hurt his career. Because I really do think that he was good enough during his college career to be an NFL.
Where did he play?
UCF.
But
he had to decide between YouTube or quit or football.
Football, that's right.
He had to quit football to do YouTube or stay in football and quit YouTube.
Right, and he chose the YouTube route.
And
right.
You couldn't make money as a college
athlete.
Which is crazy, because, I mean, I remember watching, like, Last Chance U, and, like, kids used to get in trouble for working at McDonald's if they were in college as an athlete. Like, you could not take in any money. And you and I both know, as a college kid, you're pretty much broke. Like, 99% of the time, you're moving around.
We're in that boat right now.
Yeah.
We speak. Sitting on the podcast.
You know, we both got jobs. You know, we work as much as we can.
Right.
And... It's just a college.
It's a college life. I feel like 90% outside of some of the student athletes can relate, especially, you know, big name student athletes that receive a lot of NIL money,
right,
can relate to that ramen noodle lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The ramen noodle, like a great dinner is like Whataburger. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a great dinner is like...
I'll slam down some like hot dogs or something, dude.
Yeah. You like that?
Don't say it like that, bro.
That's funny.
Pause.
That's funny. No. That's funny.
No, I mean, you know, it's an exciting time to start it. Also, on top of what I was saying, because it is the 11th, 7 days. No. Yeah, I'm tripping. Never mind. But the MLB is about to start back.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, he couldn't get the exact date right. But I'm excited for some opening day.
Oh yeah,
baseball.
I really want to try to get out there and catch the Astros versus the Yankees opening day.
That would be awesome. They're probably going to start.
Ridiculous though.
Are they expensive already?
Seats, which given at Minute Maid, there's really and truthfully like no bad seat in the house.
Right.
But like the nosebleed seats right now are like $250 a piece.
Ooh.
The last time I looked, and that was like 2 weeks ago.
That's expensive.
Yeah, that's asking for it. I mean, like I looked at the seats that I sat in the last time I went to Minute Maid that I paid like, I think, $80 a piece for.
Yeah.
I looked at them. They're like $550 right now.
What's the most you pay for some seats?
For Astros?
Or just like in general?
The most I ever paid for some seats. Let's see here.
How much was that UCLA game?
The UCLA game, believe it or not, at the Rose Bowl was actually not bad. They were $125.
Charlie went to that game.
I did. It was a shitty time.
We were playing really bad football at the time.
It was not good. It was not good. And I wish it would have worked out because I love Coach O.
I do, you too. He embodies LSU. Louisiana.
He was Louisiana.
He was. He embodies Louisiana.
He really did, man. He was GOAT. But, you know.
It happens.
All good things must come to an end, I guess.
I like Brian Kelly. I know Charlie is
like
a little.
I like Brian Kelly.
He's a little suspect. Even now.
Listen. Here's the deal. I like Brian Kelly now that Matt House is gone.
I agree.
I already told y'all during this season, after like the third game, if Matt House is not going at the end of the year, I'm no longer a Brian Kelly fan.
And he needed to go. Matt House was just so bad.
I can't believe he made us wait so long to get rid of him.
I know.
I had to sit on the couch. I had to wake up every morning, like, before my coffee.
Be like, did Matt House get fired?
I'm like, did Matt House get fired yet? And then when I finally got the news, and it wasn't even posted anywhere that I would expect to see it. I got the news from Barstool LSU.
I know.
So, like, shout out whoever's running that.
Right.
I believe a guy named Jack used to run it or some shit. But I tried to get in touch with him to be on the Tales from Tigerland podcast, but it didn't work. We never could find an actual date to get on.
I don't know. I'm just glad Matt House is gone. I like Blake Baker.
Yeah, he's going to be a dog.
He really brought Missouri back. Missouri almost Corey beat Raymond. Us. Corey Raymond, right? Back. And the O-line, not the O-line coach, the D-line coach. Bo Davis.
From UT. Horns down.
No, hook him. I'll hook him.
No.
Hook him right now. But
Nah. That's too far.
Hook him.
That's too far.
But Bo Davis came from UT.
Bo Davis did come from UT.
Right.
And he's going to be a dog. And I think we got a lot of players on our team this year that are going to be dogs.
You think Arch transfers out of UT at some point?
I hope he puts his name in the – I was about to mention him for the simple reason I want him to be in the NCAA 25 game.
I do, too. That would be awesome.
Because, honestly, like, if I play with UT, Quinn Ewers, you're a dog. You're a beast at your position. I love what you do. You obviously are because you have the starting spot over one of the greatest quarterback
prospects. Right, and you played good last season.
And you had a good season. You got your team to the playoff. And on top of that, I just – you know, I would want the guy on there just – to play with him.
Right.
It's a Manning. You know, the last time I played with a Manning was what? Let's see, like Madden 18, I guess?
Yeah, it was a long time. It was a long time.
17 or 18 or I don't know.
It was a long time for sure.
But it's been a minute. It's been 5+ years since I played with a Manning. And then the first opportunity I get is the first time college football video games have been around.
And he doesn't want to be
11 years. And he's not going to be there. He's not going to be there. Nala wants to say something.
You got something, Nala? She just sniffing the mic.
No, she didn't have anything to say. I guess. For a minute. She got a little stage fright, though. Oh, there she is.
Nala's our mascot.
Nala is the mascot. So, we're going to be covering every sport that we can.
Right.
Everything that we know about a little bit.
And a little bit.
We're going to talk to you guys about, you know, what we think is going to happen, what can happen, what will happen.
Mm-hmm. And some picks for some upcoming games and stuff, everything that's going on.
Definitely. Like, kind of lay out a plan for the week or whatever.
Right. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of games, especially with March Madness coming up.
We might come up on Instagram and get like really active on Instagram and say like a pick a day.
Right. Like a quote.
Pick a day. Keep the IRS away, baby. Come on.
A quote. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Hey, quote that shit. Put that shit on a tee.
A quote unquote lock of the day.
Yeah.
A lock.
Mortal lock.
A mortal lock. Quote unquote. Put that.
Put the mortgage on it.
Put that in quotation marks, though, just in case it don't go. Put that in quotation marks, just in case.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, look, it's great to be a part of this.
Me, too. I'm excited. The green check guys.
This is going to be incredible. I mean, I'm excited to see where this goes. We got some guests lined up for you guys that you're truthfully going to love. Jono, what do you have to say?
I'm excited to be back, son. I'm excited to be talking sports. I mean, I really love sports. I know you do, too. I mean, we just sit here and watch sports. You know, we're at every sporting event we can be at.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just excited to be doing it. It's something that we can talk about all day long. We're excited to delve into, you know, current sports, history sports, the GOAT debates about every sport that we can talk about. You know, I'm just excited in general.
Speaking of which, we actually have three incredible guest upcoming. We actually are going to have, and I can go ahead and mention this one right now. We're going to have DeLukes. He hosts his own YouTube channel. It's called DeLukes on YouTube. And he does the history of college football's conferences and stuff. And upcoming, like coming soon, supposedly, we're going to talk to him about that as soon as we get him on.
That's going to be awesome.
SEC episode.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to do the full history, like an hour breakdown of the SEC.
Oh, that's going to be dope.
And all of his videos are like history of college football, history of conferences. Like it's really dope. It's really cool to look into. And I'm ready to hear his creative processes for those videos, how he comes up with his ideas. And, you know, his background and stuff. Cause I mean, he seems like an interesting guy.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, he's put a lot of time and dedication into this shit. He's amassed over 1 million followers to this point. You know, he's got a pretty good craft.
I agree. I'm excited to see what he's got to say.
Oh yeah, definitely. For sure. I'm excited to see where this thing takes us.
Though. Me too.
It's long overdue. You know, I've had these expensive ass mics just sitting here for a long time.
We'd sit here and watch basketball and look at them like, are we about to do this thing or not?
And
we're doing it.
We're back.
We're doing it. We're excited. Back.
Like, this is official. Like, this is gonna, like, I know with Tales from Tigerland, it was a little inconsistent every now and again, and that's just because we couldn't get guests lined up. If we don't have a guest, we're doing it.
I agree. This is gonna be a little easier, I think, to just kind of, you know, keep going over. You know, there's just so much news going on in the sports world.
Right.
And I think we're going to have a lot of good content for you guys, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And, I mean, you know, as time goes on, we already have a camera and stuff, so I'm going to work on that, get video editing down, and we'll have a YouTube channel up. When the YouTube channel's up, hopefully we can do a podcast and then, like, a little, like, 15, 20-minute YouTube, like, trivia videos or something like that.
Right.
Kind of like JM Football does.
Right, yeah, yeah, like that would be nice. Media, like absolutely.
Because, I mean, those are some of the people that I look up to.
Right, no, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Sports world, like John Boy, Owner's Box is a new one that I picked up on. Shout out to those guys. I don't know, man. I'm just excited.
Me too.
I truthfully am.
I'm excited, and hopefully with that camera, we can get you guys some footage of some of the sporting events we go to, LSU baseball, football, basketball, whatever it is we get to go to.
Exactly. I'm gonna work my butt off on trying to get us like some type of media pass or something like that.
Right.
That's not gonna happen like tomorrow, but you know, over time,
I mean,
we're
kind
of making the connections now that we need to make. I would say,
right, absolutely.
Going to the LSU basketball games and stuff recently.
Right. We've met a lot of good people, talking to the right people, and getting to know some of the players. I'm excited.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to bring this thing to you guys, but that's gonna do it for the Green Check Guys podcast. The trailer episode is here. And we're here to stay. This is going to be
absolutely
around for a long time, and this thing's going to work out. And I got a great co-host with me,
absolutely,
an absolute legend in his own right. You know, I'm pretty sure you'd say the same thing about me.
Absolutely, that's all you, son.
Jono's a great guy. You know, I don't think I'd be able to do this whole sports thing without the guy. He's a great mind, and you know, anytime I'm in a conversation struggle and I can't come up with something to say, Jono's got a word.
Absolutely,
Jono's,
you know,
got a word to put
in. You know me, son. I'm excited to do this with you. I'm excited to get rolling. I'm excited for the future we got with this pod here.
No, I mean, it means a lot to be able to have you back on this thing. I mean,
thank you, son.
You know, we got the mics. I've had the mics for so long. I got so much. We've got so much money tied into this. You
absolutely
know, at this
point, we both do.
That it was just overdue.
It was
like I
overdue.
Said, I mean, I know I repeated myself a couple times on that, but that's just, I mean it. That's like from deep, you know, like it had to be done.
Absolutely.
And here we are.
So I'm excited to be back.
Green
son.
Check Guys pod.
The Green Check Guys.
And this is what we're going to do. And we're bringing it live straight to you.